Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here it is, the full context of a conversation Sean had yesterday with a caller to our show.
Let's go to Shane calling from Merrick. How are you, Shane?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Really quickly, I wanted to point out the irony of Morash calling anyone a bitch when his voice is in the same octave as Pee Wee Herman. Okay? That's number one. Okay, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You very much, Shane.
I just want to remind Shane his mom loves my voice.
Wow.
You go in there?
Stop it right there.
I still laugh at it.
Talking about a caller's mom? Like that? Come on. I respect anybody who takes time out of their day to call us up. And I understand sometimes we argue and we yell at each other and you accuse hosts of hanging up on you. I hope everyone understands. It's just fun. It's just sports.
Your sister's ass.
We're all having a good time. That was not having a good time. You talked about the dude's mom. So, Tiki, do you agree that he should apologize for that?
What do you, I mean, talked about her or just, like, mentioned her?
I mean, implied that he has lovemaking with her.
No,
that's what he did.
He said she just likes his voice.
Yeah. Well,
I just want to remind Shane his mom loves my voice.
I mean, listen to his voice, how he said that.
Loves his voice.
It was, your sister's ass!
Maybe she loves sports talk radio.
So you don't think that he crossed the line with that?
It's borderline.
Borderline? Loogie, do you think he crossed the line with that?
Did he cross the line? Yes. Does he need to apologize for it? No. Because Shane, and I like Shane, he fired the first salvo. So Sean responded.
Well, hold on. That's fair. Let's analyze what Shane said. That's why the context matters. What was the first salvo that was so bad?
I mean, I'm putting words in his mouth, but he basically said...
Play it one more time.
Okay, all right.
Let's analyze what Shane said and if it warranted Morash talking about his mom.
Let's go to Shane calling from Merrick. How are you, Shane?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Really quickly, I wanted to point out the irony of Morash calling anyone a bitch when his voice is in the same octave as Pee Wee Herman.
All right. Stop right there.
I mean, it was the Pee Wee Herman, like...
What did he say about Pee Wee Herman? He said his voice is high like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, but...
He didn't say he goes to movie theaters like Pee Wee Herman.
No. Pee Wee Herman's also dead, so he said, I have a voice of a dead person.
Oh, come on now. That's ridiculous.
My voice is annoying.
Out of that? Come on.
It's almost wishing death.
All he did was make fun of the octave of your voice, and he compared it to Pee Wee Herman.
My voice is annoying.
All he said was his mother likes the sound of his voice.
Is awesome.
You really defending him for this?
I'm being very literal. Very literal.
What happened to WFAN?
Spike Eskin.
Well, he's gone, thankfully. I mean, that's you implied something horrible with a caller's mom, dude. Like, that's nothing like just screaming at them about a sports opinion.
I will no longer be commenting on this with you back and forth. I have a prepared statement. Either you want to hear it or you don't.
All right, give us your prepared statement.
And it will not be interrupted.
Can I just say one quick thing before you give that to Evan here?
Sure.
I do have some other audio from a previous show here that I'd like to...
Damn right I'm banging my friend's mom!
Go ahead.
That was not to a caller.
No, but to your friend's mom that you're hitting. You had no problem saying that on the radio.
Hold on, you didn't supply the context of that.
Oh, no, I got the full clip here. Hold on.
Damn right I'm banging my friend's mom!
Better?
It wasn't the full context. I was, you know why I said that, Tiki?
Why?
I was defending Zach Wilson, believe it or not. I know that sounds crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
So you were speaking in the voice of Zach Wilson.
I was saying I literally thought that Zach Wilson screwing around with his friend's mom, or his mom's friend, I think is the truth there.
Yes.
Was badass. And I thought that was going to lead him to having more respect in the locker room, and we were going to see this renaissance from Zach Wilson.
Wasn't it like even a quasi friend? It's like a girl who was in her spin class or something.
It was just
something.
It was just a cougar.
It was
right, I'm banging banging my friend's mom.
I think it was a much younger woman who was taking a spin class.
So then it's really nothing.
We
so
wanted it to be nothing. A cougar, exactly. But I think she was young.
I think exactly. I think you're right, Tommy.
But my only point is, I said that in terms of defending Zach Wilson. So I didn't insult the caller by implying something about their mom. So to put that in the same breath is crazy. Anyhow, we got off track. Your statement, please.
Okay. Yesterday, in response to an uncalled-for comparison between my voice and that of Pee Wee Herman's, I responded by telling a caller named Shane that his mother likes my voice. I was personally offended on social media when I saw such wild assumptions made by some who just figured I did not know Shane's mother. That was hurtful to me and would be hurtful to anybody for assuming they know anything about my inner circle. With that being said, I'd like to send a sincere apology to Shane or anybody who pretended to be offended by my comments simply because they either hate my voice or hate the fact that I don't root and wave the pom-poms for the teams they root for. I can emphatically say that I am sorry for that. Going forward, I will keep the thoughts I have of people possibly in my inner circle to myself. Shane, we will move on stronger from this moment. Thank you. I love you all. And as always, thanks for listening to the show.
That's not an apology in any way.
I said sorry, and I said emphatically.
Who prepared that? Your lawyer?
Me. And Gallo.
Very nice. All right, I tried. I guess I don't have that much power around here.
That was a sorry. All you right. Got it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.